Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to House Talk with Mark Wayne Mullen, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We're those guys crisscrossing this beautiful state we call Oklahoma in those red and white trucks and vans and the big white pump trucks, of course. But one thing's for sure, when our techs show up, whether we're working inside or outside your home or business, shirts are going to be tucked in, belts are going to be on, and if they're coming inside, they're going to be wearing their shoe booties. No Mark Wayne today, no sugar. Today, you get sweet and low. But I have a team of experts in here with me this morning. I'm going to start calling Skip, but we got to come up with something because is he in shorts right now?
I'm always in shorts.
Skip is skipping winter.
Skip LaBasse Protection Services. This brother is in shorts this morning, people.
Here's my motto. Separates the men from the boys.
I'm decked out in a full-blown sweatsuit, so I guess.
Of course, come from a guy who's got two shirts on, don't I? So I make up for it.
Like he's winterized up top and he's summerized downtown. That's crazy. Well, you're a bold man. And it seems appropriate with the weather that we're having because you're talking about waterproof cameras.
Weatherproof
cameras. All right, this is going to be good stuff. It matters when you start slapping those expensive things around the outside of your building.
Well, sometimes people buy online, don't realize what they're getting, and sometimes they're indoor cameras and people throw them outdoor.
Yes.
And they'll work for a little bit.
And
but we're going to talk about what to look for.
Okay.
How to protect your connectors, which can rust to get, weather on them and stuff, and just make your cameras last longer.
Okay, cool. I love tips like that. And I've got Jared Lane in with A-Best Roofing. Jared, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So Jared and I, we were drag racing coming up to the radio station, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the roads, are they getting slick? I didn't think that they were.
They weren't bad yet.
Not too bad, but folks need to be careful because it looks like it could possibly happen, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not in a company vehicle, so I can drive crazy. He's in his A-Best Roofing truck looking sharp.
Yeah, please don't call in on me. I'm just trying to make it to the show.
Just trying to get here. So what are we talking about today, Jared?
We're talking about roof guarantees and warranties, what you can expect or need to expect with your roof.
Okay, this is going to be good stuff. And I got Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care reading something behind me that I can't see.
They're showing cars going across the bridge, and your comment about roads not being slick is not accurate.
Uh-oh.
Cars are spinning out.
Are they already slick?
Oh, yeah.
So.
Wow, that's a real compliment to my vehicle because I was flying. I was gripping the road.
And that guy was flying, too.
But not in a way that you would want to, right, Daryl?
Yeah.
So what are we covering today, Daryl?
Well, we're going to be talking about scheduling an appointment and some things to think about when you consider scheduling and put a little twist on that about what does it mean to have a scheduled appointment and just all aspects there.
Okay. I love it. This is going to be good stuff. By the way, folks, if you want to call in this morning, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got something going on, you've started a project, thinking about starting one, trying to solve a problem around your home or your office, you can reach us at 918-460-5764. That's 918-460-KRMG or text us at 959-920. We'll do the best we can to get to your topics. Before we jump into business, I just have to give a quick shout out to my family. I had a birthday this weekend, and just turned 47. I know that you guys are shocked by that because I look younger than all. Thank you, Mark. Mark's giving me the silent applause. Thank you, brother. I had a very cool birthday in the fact that we were both in college, and my wife, she took me to Stillwater, and I didn't really know what was going on for sure. I kind of assumed that we were doing the regular cliche thing, go to a restaurant, all go eat, you know. I get there, and my boys had decorated my oldest son's apartment, and there's a restaurant in Stillwater called Thai Loco that's, you know, it's tacos and stuff, but it's Thai food mixed into it. I love to eat there, but I never get to eat it. They had all these assorted tacos from this place, all the stuff I love. And then they capped it off with Insomnia Cookies, delivering some milk and cookies, because I like milk.
Wow. So,
yeah, you didn't know that about me, did you? I'm giving away secrets today. I'll drink milk with my lunch. PJ's sandwich shop knows that. When I walk in there, she's usually waiting with her glass of milk, which I appreciate, by the way. Want to give a shout-out. It was one of the greatest birthdays I've had. Very simple, effective, and had a great time. So, we've already got a phone call. Are they on the line? Let's just jump to it real quick. Hey, good morning, Daryl. You're on the air.
I got a bathroom sink on the outside wall, and it drains real slow.
Okay.
I've cleaned out all the J-trap and the pipe all the way to the wall. It's totally open.
Uh-huh.
I just kind of want to know what I need to look at next, maybe.
Does it have a pop-up stopper in the sink, Daryl?
Yes, and it's been replaced.
Okay, so you've pulled that out and taken a look down in there, the rod that goes into the drain that holds that pop-up, have you taken a look at that?
I put a whole new one in there because the thing was all corroded out of there. So
okay.
Tailpiece and the...
Right. Was that some time back, or did you just do that?
Pardon me?
Was that some time back that you did that, or did you just do that?
No, I just did it.
Okay. All right, well, then that rules out one thing. The reason I was asking is that pop-up can kind of be a catch, especially for hair and other things like that, and then other things start to stick. So if you've done that now and you've opened up the P-trap, have you taken a look at inside the P-trap?
Yeah, I cleaned it all out. There was nothing in there anyway.
Okay. So the next step for us, if the drain is open but it's draining slow, we would probably need to send someone out there to take a look. And the two things that we're going to be looking at is ventilation, and then we're also going to be looking at the layout of your home and where that ties in. Might have to drop a camera in there to see if maybe the line that it's dropping into has some sort of obstruction.
Uh-huh.
Is this an older home, Daryl?
1968, somewhere in there.
Okay. What could happen is you may have an offset, you know, as the ground settles and shifts, the pipe might have shifted, so you might have an obstruction that's catching debris down in there that's causing that to drain slowly. Or you could have a blockage that's built up over time. You know, soap scum and everything else that goes down our drain line sort of collects in there. A camera will help us pinpoint that to know exactly where it is.
Okay, I may have to go to that then.
All right. Well, and of course, if you need more help, just give us a shout. You know how to get a hold of us, don't you?
I've heard your number several times on this show. I listen a lot.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you listening, Daryl. Have a good weekend.
Enjoy your guys' show.
All right. Thank you, sir. The slow draining sink, a lot of times it's a simple solution. It's going to be hair and everything sticking to it. A cup of bleach once a week when it's going to go for a protracted time. Not being used, the bleach will usually take care of it. But in a situation like what Daryl's got going on, especially if an auger has already been ran through there and you're still draining slow, it's probably going to be something infrastructure-wise. The pipe is offset, it's catching solids, something keeps building back up, the auger knocks it loose, and then it catches again. A camera is amazing because the cameras also have locators on them. So when we come out and we run this camera, not only are you and us able to look at the monitor to see live what we're running into in the line, but it's also got a locator on it that will tell us exactly where this obstruction is. It'll even tell us how deep it is. So which is amazing because you never know if it's going to be under the home or on the outside of the home, under a cement floor or pier and beam. So this enables us that if we have to take any actions to gain access, this lets us know that we're gaining access in the right place. So the camera and the locator, kind of a big deal. I like shuffling the paper. I had a little Rush Limbaugh moment there. I wish I'd could have structured that better. You could hear me crumpling that all up to throw it away. All right, so I know it's time for a break. When we come back, I got Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care. He's going to be talking about his scheduling and what you can do with his company. I've got Jared Lane with A-Best Roofing. He's going to be talking about warranties and why you should care. It's might surprise you what he has to say. And I got this gal over here in shorts, Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services, talking about weatherproof cameras. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. It's House Talk on KRMG.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody.
Oh, my. Thank you, Mark. Welcome back to the show. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen, visiting with my friends this morning. I've got Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care. I've got Jared Lane with A-Best Roofing. Skip Labasse with Labasse Protection Services. We're taking on all topics this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, 918-460-5764. That's 918-460. Or text us at 95920. We'll do the best we can to get to your stuff. Because we want to help solve the problem. You know, we have a lot to cover today. I think that it seems appropriate, Skip, to start with you. We see the screens behind us and showing the weather and freezing drizzle and everything else. And here you are talking about weatherproof cameras. Some people's cameras are working today and some will stop.
I gave you a little lesson on the screen today.
You really did. He was showing me one of the news channels and he's like, see that feed? That's what's wrong.
The cars were going like real slow motion, weren't they? A little jerkiness.
Yes, I saw it.
But, you know, when I'm thinking topics, you know, I always think it's something related to what's going on. And I knew the weather was coming in. So let's talk about some outdoor cameras.
Yeah.
A lot of people buy stuff online. They'll buy them, you know, from the box store and stuff. And you always tell right away because, I mean, installing the wire is professionally done. And whenever people do their own, the connectors outside, you know, in the weather, and those things aren't weatherproof. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going to rust, they're going to get corrosion on them, et cetera, and that's going to go out. But a lot of those cameras they get are not outdoor cameras, you know, and they think they are. And about a season or two later, they realize, oh, maybe that wasn't an outdoor camera. So one thing you want to look for is you want to look on the specs, and okay. You want to look for IP66 rating.
IP66.
Anything IP66 rating is going to be, it's going to cover any weather Oklahoma gives us.
Okay.
Of course, we say that, but that's what the chart says.
I would have never known that that meant anything about weather if I saw that on a box.
And there's actually IP67 now for the more advanced cameras.
Okay.
Most of ours are that. But if you just look for IP66, it's going to cover everything you need.
Okay.
But if you're doing your own, get your IP66 camera. And if you can't run the wire through the house or you put it outside and you have that connector showing, go down to the box store and buy a 4x4 PVC junction box.
Okay.
You have to drill two little holes in the side and put the connector in there with a lid on so it's weathertight.
Okay.
And you can actually put the camera on the lid of that to make it clean, or you can put it right next to it. But then you need to seal that up with caulking so, you know, weather can't get inside. You need to protect that connector.
Yes.
But you want to look for those cameras on IP66. You want something a little outdoor rated. And if you spend a little bit more money, these cameras are going to last a little bit longer. You know, these cheaper systems, you might, one hard freeze, one hard rain, you know, it's going to go out and you're going to have to just buy it again, to where if you spend a little bit more, get a little nicer system, you're going to see where this thing lasts, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. I had a customer called, they go, hey, do you remember me? Of course I did.
Yeah, of course you
did. Yeah, well, I actually did. But their system was still going after 12 years.
That's incredible.
And that was back before any HD. That was back, I mean, the hard drives are still going, the fans, right. The DVR, it was still recording. And they just said, it's time to upgrade.
Wow.
So we went out there and upgraded to the new HD stuff, which is amazing. When you put that old side-by-side next to the HD stuff, you kind of know because you all have a mixture at Mullen Plumbing.
Yes,
so you can definitely, when you walk in the room, you can tell which one the HD is and what the old ones are.
Oh, yeah, because they're side-by-side on the display, so and you can tell.
So whenever you blow it up to screen, you can actually see what's going on. You read the name on the shirt where the other ones we thought was good for so long, you know, and people think, hey, my cameras are good.
Right.
They're not when you put them back to the new, to these new HDs. And now there's 4K cameras out, which is equivalent to 8 megapixels.
Which is crazy.
You can read a shirt across the room,
yeah.
You know, on the design on their shirt.
It's the difference between saying, what are they they eating and saying they're eating pepperoni pizza?
Oh, it is.
Right?
Like, what really helps is when you put them in a place with a cash register, now you can see the denomination of the bill, you know, on the, was it a 5, was it a 20, you know? Because that's where a lot of loss comes into play in these small restaurants, businesses,
right,
is, you know, the employees. So now you can see what they're doing. They're putting in their pocket, what denomination it was.
Which is incredible, but and it's unfortunate that you need that, but the moment arrives that you do need it, man, you're going to wish that you had went ahead and got the better camera.
It is. But it's funny, you called the other day wanting to know about storage and how long.
Yes.
I had another customer call right after that, and they want to go back 1,100 days, which is almost three years.
Right. They're trying to go back 2 years, right?
You know what the cost of that is?
What?
We're working on it now.
Yeah.
It's like in the 100 grand range.
Oh,
to go back that far.
I don't really want to go back 2 years.
Because you can't, could you go back that much? Because the quality is so good now.
Right.
You've got to build these huge server systems. They're called NAS storage,
yeah,
for it to feed it into, to store it that long. So when they see the price, they're probably not going to be doing that.
Yeah, we won't be doing that.
But, you know, the average, we try to go for 3 to 5 weeks,
right,
which is a good, you usually know. Sometimes you have incidents that you have to go back and look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people archive it. But 3 to 5 weeks is what we kind of strive for.
Okay.
For on an average.
You actually explained all this to me off the air when we were trying, or to Sanja, as I had her trying to go back. I was trying to inspect something to check a detail and wasn't able to do it. And I can tell you this much, that when you have a situation occur, it's unfortunate. We don't wish that on anybody. But when you are going back to your cameras to solve a mystery on an incident, that's the moment that everything that Skip says is going to ring in your head, and you're going to think, why didn't I just go ahead and get the better camera, the weatherproof camera? Because now I can tell there's a blob getting in some kind of car, but I can't tell if it's a male or female. I can't tell what ethnicity. I can't even tell what kind of car it is. And so it's going to matter when that moment occurs, right?
You both had called me that day when you were going to research it. And I called you back first, and she texted me later. Why'd you call him before me? He's the boss.
I appreciate that preferential treatment, Skip.
But if y'all need a free quote, you know, we come out and give you some advice.
Right.
Give us a call at 918-955-1381.
All right. Thank you, Skip. Brave man wearing shorts today. I know we're up against a break, Mark. Do I have time to take the call?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Good morning, Joe. You're on the air.
Okay, I've got a septic tank that's not working properly.
Okay.
I had it pumped a year ago this month, and the man that pumped it told me not to use the name brand, but to use the store brand. So I've been buying it at Walmart, the store brand. I was putting it in every month, like he told me.
Okay.
And it wasn't very long, and it was started whenever I flush it. I could hear it gurgling in my bathtub.
Right.
Drain. So the last time here, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I used that stuff that they used to bake with.
Yeast?
That makes bread rise yeast.
Yeast,
yeah. I put 3 packets of yeast in it, and I still haven't. It's still same thing.
Still draining slow. Okay, mm-hmm. So just really quick, I'm trying to watch my time here. How old is the system, Joe?
Probably about late 1960s.
Okay, so first thing I want to tell you is that it has exceeded its life expectancy, which is amazing, and that's probably mm-hmm. a credit to you taking great care of the system. But what you're probably experiencing is one of two things. Either the line that we call the tight line from the house to the tank has settled, and you've gotten a belly in that line, which is allowing water and solids to sit in it.
Well, the line is very short.
Okay.
So
then that rules out a belly more than likely.
The septic tank is very close to the house, and it's PVC pipe. And
okay, I'm getting cued with the music, Joe, but stay tuned, and when I come back after the break, I'll tell you what the other cause could be. I apologize, so stay with me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Got to take a quick break. It's House Talk right here on KRMG. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I can't believe none of these guys are playing their guitar right now. Like, how do you... Does Daryl know it?
Daryl looks like a Van Halen fan, doesn't he?
Daryl grew up in the Mr. Rogers generation, so...
Hey.
Won't you be my neighbor?
I heard a news story about him this week.
Did you?
Something. What was the deal?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like his birthday or something like that. I know he died like many years ago, but yeah. It was like, I don't know. His name was mentioned on the radio. I don't know. But
how bizarre.
I thought it was strange.
And I just did it again.
Oh, they named a new Mr. Rogers. They got somebody else that's coming out. Who is that? It's... We gotta Google it. But yeah, I think they're coming out with a new one. And so they named someone the new Mr. Rogers. And it was kind of some person you go, yeah, I can see that.
Really?
And
for the movie.
Oh, my gosh. People are scrambling.
Tom Hanks, I think, is playing.
Oh, is it Tom Hanks?
Okay. People are scrambling to Google that right now. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Tom Hanks can play a lot of different roles. So
by the way,
Mr. Rogers.
By the way, that was probably the best example of diversion I have ever seen in my life.
Yes.
I mean, that Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care, this guy needs to go into politics. That was so good. He had the whole room going with him. Oh, yeah, Tom Hanks, yeah. Very good, Daryl. Very good. Welcome back to House Talk, folks, on KRMG. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. I swear we're going to get down to business. I got Daryl Brown, Dynamic Carpet Care. I've got Jared Lane with A-Best Roofing. I've got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. We've got a few phone calls. So want to finish with Joe just really quickly. Joe, if you're listening, and all of you other folks out there on a septic system, Joe's on the older side. But in a lot of instances... You can actually call DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, and ask for a copy of your final. And what that is that's the paperwork that the installer has to file with the state. It's a regulated installation, and it'll have a map, and it will tell you where the system is, what it consists of as far as material, how many feet of lateral line you have, and it gives you a little bit of an X-ray vision on your system. Now, the older ones... Some of them, I'm just going to warn you, might look like a kindergartner drew it because the regulations weren't as strong as they are now about that. But you need to have that in your hand if you're going to have to call to get service or assistance, Joe, because it enables everybody, including yourself, to know what we're looking at. Because the next thing I was going to say before we had to go to the break was that the next thing that could affect that system draining properly is going to be your field. And as old as your field is, it's honestly amazing that it's even still working. So it looks like the service aspect of it is going to move us towards the field of entertaining. Should we jet it? Do we need to put a soil surfactant in there? Or is it at a place where maybe we need to replace it? So hopefully that helps you out. And then just really quickly, I guess we've got Brian holding, so we can go to him real quick. Hey, good morning, Brian. You still there?
I am.
You got a question for Skip Labasse about storage?
Yes. My question was, is there a way, like if you get one of the systems that goes back up to 3 years or you want to, even if you get one that doesn't go that far back, that you could like maybe burn those videos onto a DVD and store them that way?
You can, but it's not realistic because you got a lot of storage every day on that DVR. So you're going to have to burn it each night. You can act the A lot of DVRs will have that option where you can, we can back it up and it'll send it to a location, whether, you know, another hard drive, an external hard drive, or anywhere that you send it to. But it's just an everyday process, and you're going to just be stacked up with these DVDs because it's a lot of footage on there. Because your DVR probably has a 1 or 2 terabyte hard drive. Do you have HD cameras or do you have regular cameras?
I don't have any yet, but I'm seriously considering it.
How many cameras are you going to be looking for? Do you know?
Probably just 3. I want to do a side camera on the house and then the front and back porch.
What I would do is, with 3 cameras and new HDs, I would start with a 4 terabyte hard drive, and that's going to get you 30, 45 days, depending on how much motion you have in your trees. But then what most people do is, if there's any kind of occurrence, that's when you want to download it to, you know, an external drive or a thumb drive. But, you know, most of the stuff's nothing you want to store. It's just if an incident does happen, that's when you want to save it.
All right, wonderful. Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks for the call, Brian.
You're welcome.
All right, this is good stuff. Solving problems, working it out. And you know, honestly, Brian and so many others out there, Brian's actually getting in contact with you on the front side. You need to do that. I've had Skip out to the house and to the office, and he thinks of things that we won't because we don't do this every day. So get him involved on the project on the front side, and I promise you'll be miles ahead and be happier down the road. Speaking of getting someone involved on a project, we got Jared Lane in here with A-Best Roofing. We're talking about warranties, and I got to tell you, some of the stuff that he told me off the air, I'm just like, you got to be kidding me. It's kind of shocking when folks find themselves in a situation needing a new roof. You're saying that some people might be lined up for an unpleasant surprise.
Yeah, and they have no idea about it. I mean, shingle warranties have changed so much in the past couple of years that they're nothing like they used to be. You know, there's not a 20-year, 30-year, 40-year shingle mm-hmm. like there used to be. The manufacturers came in and they actually said, hey, well, these shingles aren't lasting 30 or 40 years. We don't want people to think that. So we're going to make all of our shingles lifetime, which just means as long as they're up there, we'll stand behind them. Sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, sounds like right? an upgrade.
And if the roof fails within the first year, yeah, they'll pretty much everybody will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But after that first year, those lifetime warranties, if something goes wrong with the roof and say it's your six, well, the manufacturer will step in, they'll pay for the shingle cost, and they'll pay the labor to take the roof off and put it back on. But they don't cover anything else because it's just a shingle warranty. So there's no
wow.
felt, no underlayment, no ice and snow shield, no vents, nothing.
None of that stuff.
So, you know, if you've got a $15,000 roof, you're still looking at $6,000 or $7,000 out of pocket
mm-hmm.
after 7 or 8 years.
That's crazy.
When they thought that, hey, well, the guy that sold it to me, he said it was a lifetime warranty.
Lifetime warranty.
I'll never have to worry about it.
Right.
Well, yeah, they probably won't have to worry about it, but you have to worry about it, and the manufacturer has to worry about it.
Yes.
And then once the roof goes past 10 years old, you lose all labor coverage
mm-hmm.
If you have a warranty. And this is just if there's a defect in the shingle, not if it just leaks on them. And you get a depreciated amount of the shingles. You know, in that $15,000 roof, you're probably looking at about $800 to $1,000 that you actually get from the manufacturer.
So you don't get a whole lot of help on that, and that would be an unpleasant surprise. And I'm hearing all this, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And you honestly, it seems kind of hopeless because you think to yourself, well, what in the world could I do about it? Well, you kind of educated me a little bit and said, well, it has a lot to do with the contractor that you use. Like A-Best.
The contractor and the components that they use.
Yes.
So anybody, you know, if you call someone and they just go buy shingles, come put them on your house, that's what you're going to get. But if you go with a certified contractor, and mm-hmm. not just the basic certification, they have to have the top one. So with Owens Corning, it's platinum. With GAF, it is master elite. Mm-hmm. What that means is that they're in the top 2% of roofers in the nation. And so if they come out and they install this very specific set of components in a very specific way, and the manufacturer inspects it at the end of the job,
mm-hmm.
then your warranty is completely different. The manufacturer will actually give you a 25-year labor guarantee, and that's backed up by them. So even if something happened to your roofing contractor, you know, that you couldn't find them,
mm-hmm.
you will actually be able to call that manufacturer, and somebody will come out and fix your leak. And the other part of it is that it gives you a non-prorated material warranty, and it's every component. So even if wow. the roof's 20 years old and it has a shingle defect, they'll pay the entire cost, and it adjusts for inflation. It's
I
huge.
Love that. I love it because, you know, you guys are subjecting yourselves to an inspection by the manufacturer that made the product you're installing, and it also pre-qualifies you guys as a quality installation company or contractor. And I love the fact that it extends the warranty past even yourselves. Of course, what the nice thing is with A-Best, you're not going to have to worry about that. Right. But if something happened, the manufacturer is still going to stand behind it. This kind of covers you from every aspect, right?
Right. It does. And, you know, the one thing you got to ask your contractors when they come out there, even if you see that they're a platinum or a master elite contractor, you have to ask them, hey, am I getting that platinum warranty?
Yes.
Because just because they are that doesn't mean that they are going to offer it to you, because you have to install all of these certain components, which costs more.
Right.
So, you know, you may pay 30% more for this roof, but if you don't have to replace it, and you do have to replace the other one 2 to 3 times before that, it right. pays for itself.
And they have to subject themselves to that inspection.
Exactly. A lot of people don't want to do that.
They don't want to do it. All right. So, Jared, right now, if folks are hearing this, and I know there's a lot of roofing going on right now, and they're thinking to themselves, that's the contractor for me. I want to get a hold of A-Best. How do they get a hold of you guys?
You can call us at 918-587-1426 or find us at abestroofing.com.
All right. Sweet. Thank you, Jared. That's some good stuff. That's stuff that I haven't had that happen to me, thank goodness, but if it did, I would hope that I was dealing with a contractor that was definitely platinum certified. I'm going to be calling A-Best. We are using them commercially and residentially over at Mullen. And you know the next thing that comes into play is scheduling. And, you know, Daryl Brown, when he's not surfing the web over there, you're working over there.
No, I'm actually not working.
Oh, okay. Or I don't know. I knew you were doing something. I just didn't know what.
Yeah.
But, you know, this guy has gone a long way to make it easy for you to do business with him. There's multiple ways to schedule with him. They're 24 hours a day. We also use them commercially and residentially at Mullen. When we find ourselves needing help in the carpet cleaning area or water extraction, Daryl's team's the ones we call. Tell us a little bit about how easy it is to book the call with you, Daryl.
Well, we do offer 24-hour day, 7-day a week phone answering, and it's not an answering service that answers the phone. It's going to be either the general manager or it's going to be one of us, myself, or one of the techs, whoever is on call for that given time period. So that goes a long way towards, and we welcome those calls, actually, even if it's just a schedule. A simple cleaning, you know, because a lot of times people don't think of that until they're home and it's 7 o'clock in the evening or what have you. We also offer the ability to schedule online on our website. You can go in and submit your service request there along with a date and time that you would like, and that's going to fire out an email to several of us, and someone's going to be back in touch with you in fairly short order to go on ahead and confirm that we're all on the same page with regard to scope and price and the time that you've chosen. It is definitely available, and you're set up for that, because that goes back to our business lends itself to us promising you a time that we're going to arrive at your home and us being able to maintain a schedule in a pretty tight range. And
yes.
So we may not be there at 2 o'clock on the straight up hour, but we're going to be there in
pretty
very close.
Close
proximity to that.
Yes.
And that's real handy for people who have busy schedules, jobs, and maybe somebody has to take off work in order to allow us to come have access to the home or what have you. We can give you a specific be there, and we feel like that's something that we owe our customer. Now, one of the things, too, that with regard to scheduling, you know, sometimes we get these calls a lot. someone has called, unfortunately, someone else to come clean their carpet, another carpet cleaning company, and guess what? They didn't show up. And they won't answer their phone. And we know exactly what's gone on here.
Right.
It's not a mystery to us because we've been in business for 17 years and we've seen this a lot. And what happens is you've been officially bumped.
Yeah.
You have been prioritized, and your job didn't prioritize high because maybe the ticket, you know, maybe it was you just needed a couple of rooms cleaned, and they had someone that had to have that time slot that you had.
Skip called in, and they moved you to the bottom.
They had six rooms to have it cleaned, and so you just got bumped, and
right.
you didn't have to get the courtesy of being notified. And so when you call and you schedule an appointment, set up an appointment with our company, that time's blocked off. And we have multiple vans, too. This is not one. These happen a lot with one-man operations.
Owner-operators, yeah.
And it's just unfortunate because, you know, it takes a lot for people. I know whenever we call the pest people to come out to our house, my wife is in a panic. I'm not panic, but, I mean, she spends a lot of time getting ready for them to come to the home. I mean, she's picked up everything off the floor, made sure they have access to the baseboards. I said, man, they love you.
Yeah.
You make it easy. You know, they're in and out of here in 20 minutes, you know. But you know, people do get ready for their carpets.
And then when you don't, if you don't show.
Yeah, and then when you don't show, it's first of all, it's just rude. It's inconsiderate. It's just bad business. And so just know that whenever you schedule an appointment with our company, we're going to be there when we say we're going to be there. And it doesn't matter if something, a bigger fish comes in.
Yes.
There's no small fish to us. You know, we want your business. We want your business today. We want your business 6 months from now and a year from now. And so no bumping.
Very
we
nice.
We practice the no bumping rule at our company and always have. So,
well, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, Daryl, and maybe use Dynamic Carpet Care for the first time, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can reach us at our office, 918-279-1847, or go to our website, dynamiccarpetcarellc.com, and schedule your appointment there.
All right. Thank you, brother. I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. We got to take a quick break. It's House Talk on KRMG. Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to the last segment of House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. Got Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services, Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care, Jared Lane with A-Best Roofing. I'm Ray with Mullen. This show went, Skip said it best, this has gone really quickly. But you know what? We're going to fit in one more phone call. We've got Errol on the line. Errol, are you there?
I am.
You've got a question for Jared about decking, it looks like.
I do. I had a leak develop in my living room close to where my chimney goes through. So obviously I thought that was the culprit and called out a good carpenter that verified that, replaced all the flashing around the box outside on the roof. And when he did that, he told me, he said, that water has puddled so long incorrectly around that chimney that it rotted out a piece of decking close to that chimney box. And he said, I have temporarily fixed it. I put some flashing over it, but he said, that's only a Band-Aid. You need to have that decking, that composition shingle pulled back, those shingles pulled back, new decking put in, the shingles put back down. My problem, my question for Jared is, I'm amazed at the roofing companies I've called because that's a relatively small job, and I live outside of Tulsa, probably 20 minutes or so. And I'm amazed at the companies I call that it's such a small job. Most of them don't want it, but they will be nice and say, but I know a guy that I could recommend that would come and do it, which, of course, I'm a little leery of.
Sure.
Right. So, I guess my question for Jared is, and I realize it's not re-roofing my whole house. It's a relatively probably a one-day job, but how come I can't find somebody who wants to do it?
Hey, Errol, if you'll listen online because we're coming up against a hard minute stop here, but Jared's going to answer you on the air, okay?
Super. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call, Errol. All right, Jared. So we've got a few seconds here. What's your thoughts about Errol's problem?
That decking definitely needs to be replaced. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that is a small job. A lot of guys don't have a repair division, but we do.
Awesome.
I've got two repair technicians that can come out there, diagnose that, and get you everything that you need. If you'll just give us a phone call at 918-587-1426.
All right. Hey, man, you handled that like a pro, Jared, by the way. Very nice. So A-Best Roofing, Errol, has a service department. They'll come take care of you, even out in Manford. Skip Labasse, Labasse Protection Services. How do we get a hold of you, Skip?
Then give us a call at 918-955-1381 or look us up on Facebook at Labasse Protection.
All right. Thank you, brother. And Daryl Brown with Dynamic Carpet Care.
918-279-1847.
All right. Thank you, sir. And I'm Ray Trimble with Mullen. You can reach us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 918-258-6636. We're on Facebook or on the web at mulleninc.com. Be safe out there. Have a great weekend. It's House Talk on KRMG.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.